Doug Record, B Guitar for a Safe Ride. I'm the secretary and chief rubbish picker upper.
So, Doug, tell us about the new litter reduction campaign to maintain South Fire Coast Drive.
Well, James, there's a few things going on here. And first of all, I just wanted to thank Dane Waits, as you know, and Junie, his mum, for lending their support. It was fantastic to just reach out to them and to have their enthusiastic agreement that Dane would add his voice to the campaign to get Sapphire Coast Drive clean. And also Russell Fitzpatrick, the mayor, was straight onto it. Part of our motivation was, you know, a few months ago the mayor was talking about this very issue across the whole shire, and we've been doing a clean-up for over 12 months on Begatarfa Road and also on Sapphire Coast Drive at the northern end, and we just thought, why can't we do the whole lot? And we've got a beautiful coastal road, a tourism road. You know, locals love the place and love what the environment has to offer, and it just lets it down a little bit that we've got so much rubbish on the roadside, and we just want to do something about that.
Yeah, and a pretty simple question here, but what does the initiative aim to achieve?
Well, look, first of all, to raise awareness of the issue about roadside litter, not just on Sapphire Coast Drive, but across the whole shire. But secondly, is to motivate more people to engage with the idea that they can do some picking up. I know it's not necessarily their rubbish, but, you know, there are things like Take Three for the Sea that just recognise that there's more people moving about than there are chucking rubbish out. The people, the tossers, are a small minority. A lot of this stuff comes out of people's trucks and utes accidentally. And if you're out, you know, going for a walk, if you've just got a pair of gloves and a bag with you, which isn't hard to carry, you know, you can just pick up a few pieces, and if we get thousands of people doing that, there will be no rubbish. That's the simple equation. So our objective is to get more people picking up the litter, and that will be of great benefit to the environment.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, you've been collecting rubbish from the side of Sapphire Coast Drive for some time now. Can I just confirm how long that is and what your motivation is?
I work at Bornder Environmental Education Centre, and I ride from Kallaroo to Bornder most days. I've got this pretty cool electric trike that I ride on. It's easy to hop on and off, and it's just easier to stop and pick up the rubbish rather than look at it day after day after day building up. Because, James, it's just a picking up problem. And without asking personal questions, if I said to you, who did the dishes in your house last night? It may have been you, it may have been someone else, but someone did the worst. The fact is, you end up with a clean kitchen. If nobody does it, it just builds up and it builds up and it builds up. So unless we come to grips with that question at a community level, at a council level, service clubs, businesses, unless we all answer that question, you know, am I doing my share, then the problem never goes away and we have a dirty environment where tourists and visitors come down here and say, Sapphire Coast doesn't look that brilliantly clean. And you know, Dane's message, I just thought was wonderful. You know, he loves his community and he goes for his regular runs up Sapphire Coast Drive, and he just says, we can do better. And, you know, that's our aim, to say, well, if we're going to do better, let's get on with it and get Sapphire Coast Drive clean by Christmas time. And that's achievable.
Absolutely. When you think of the Sapphire Coast, rubbish on the side of the road is not what you picture, not what you want to picture. We're not getting that many tourists here at the moment. You mentioned it's a minority of people that are actually littering on purpose. But what would your message be to the locals who are littering?
Well, yeah, you might have to use the beeper. No, look, I don't understand it. I don't get it. You know, like, I just drove through Bornder National Park, Bornder Nature Reserve, to get here. You know, I'm parked near the tip at Narinda Waste Transfer Station. And I just look at the surroundings. You know, anything that's on the roadside, James, if it doesn't, you know, it might blow away in the direction of the sea, or when we get heavy rain, it gets washed into our creeks, and then it's on Bornder Beach and Bornder Lagoon, or, you know, it goes further out, and we've got these amazing whales and dolphins and marine life out there that everyone wants to look after. So my message to those people is just don't. And look, secondly, a lot of stuff comes out of people's not, you know, properly covered loads. If they're going to the trans transfer station, just make sure you cover up your load, because, you know, on Saturday I witnessed a vehicle that was fully laden with garbage, tarp, you know, flapping in the breeze, and bits of stuff flying out everywhere. It's just, you know, taking a little bit more care, making a bit of effort to be involved, and, yeah, there's already a whole heap of people out there I know that regularly do just pick up a few things. So if everyone wants to join that group of people that, you know, care with positive action, we can get on top of this problem.
Just lastly, Doug, if people want to get involved, is it just a matter of them going out and starting to pick up rubbish, or can they contact you to get in touch? How does that work?
Well, look, there's a number of different groups, I think, that are doing that. But, yeah, sure, on the Bega Tatra Safe Ride Facebook page, if people want to connect up there, you know, they can contact the council and ask about, you know, initiatives there to get on top of the litter problem, and we'll keep working on that. We haven't got a formal arrangement for people to volunteer. I would say that, James, there are sections of Sapphire Coast Drive that are dangerous. I wouldn't, you know, encourage people, you know, and certainly not kids to be out there on the roadside, but there are safe areas where you can pull over and there's plenty of room. And, you know, if you've got high vis and gloves, you can clean up. Clean Up Australia Day, we do once a year. Even that sort of got a little bit difficult because their insurance was that, you know, you had to have traffic control to reduce the speed limit to 40 kilometres an hour, which is, you know, a very expensive thing to do. So it's really a matter of freelancing and doing it safely, and making sure that you protect yourself from the elements and any nasties out there. But look, you know, for your walk to the beach, for your ride to the shops or whatever, if you've got a bag there and you just see something, make it yours, pick it up, take it home, put it in the right bin, and you've done that little positive action. And, you know, all those people out there doing that every day gives a big result, which is a really clean environment.
Doug Record, thanks so much for your time.
Good on you, James. Thank you.